Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yesterday will go down as one of the best days I've had ever. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley, the individual who gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, told him to shove it. And then I went broke. And you know the story from there, right? Then we made Everyday Saturday. Isn't that funny? That zigzaggedy line to success all the way. It ain't a straight line. It's just not a rocket ship going straight up. That's why most people just don't stay in the game. They give up. I'm going to talk about the meeting with Zach Crawford yesterday in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was an amazing day. Zach Crawford, who wanted to put a bullet in his head, take his life, because things were not, trust me, every day was not Saturday. Found the Everyday Saturday message, and now he's went from 50 grand in debt to $50,000 a month. And you know what's funny? Zach could be the first one to tell you, it ain't even about the money. It ain't about the money. But before we get into that story and our meeting yesterday at lunch at the world-famous Montgomery Inn Boathouse on the river in Cincinnati, Ohio, my name's Sam Crowley, and you need to subscribe to the show. If you're not doing so already, head over to iTunes, get the Everyday Saturday podcast, subscribe, and oh, by the way, leave a five-star rating. Leave a five-star rating, not because it's for me. No. It's for you. And everybody else out there looking for hope, inspiration, motivation, and the best in personal development and how to make every day Saturday. When you leave a five-star rating and a great comment, it helps other people find the show. You can also go to everydaysaturday.com, hit the podcast button, and you can listen right there. So, how's things with you? Did you have the most amazing day like I did yesterday? If not, let me share this with you. I'm hoping you did. You know, my guess is a lot of you did, especially if you're in control, man, if you're in control of your life. Now, if you're not in control of your life and it feels like it's a downward spiral and you're depressed and things just aren't going well, this is your show. This was the show that was designed for you. If you pay attention, if you really pay attention and you get yourself into a quiet place where you can focus on the words I'm about to share with you, your life will change. Ain't no doubt in my mind. If you're distracted or you're sitting in a cubicle and in one ear you got the radio going or your favorite MP3 song and you're checking email and chat and Facebook and Twitter, your life's going to continue to go downhill. If you're at the water cooler talking about what you're doing, TGIF, by the way, hey, it's May 2nd, 2014, TGI freaking F, man, right? It's the weekend, baby. We have worked our entire life, spent $140,000 on college and gone into middle age just so we can ask somebody for 2 days off. And then when we get those 2 days off, we're going to be right back at the grind. Weekend went too fast. Oh, it's Monday. Huh. That's not you. Life wasn't designed to do that. Okay. If you're one of the 20% of the people that enjoy your job and you like it, oh, I love you so much. Would you please tweet me, at Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter. Say, Sam, I love my job. I love, put caps, make L-O-V-E all caps so it really stands out, okay? We have listeners in over 100 countries. I'm curious to see how many people hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, with I love my job. Okay, so let me get into my meeting with Zach Crawford yesterday. So yesterday, at 11:30 a.m., I was supposed to meet Zach Crawford and his dad, Guy Crawford. Zach has been in the Philippines for the past couple of years and working in, as an online marketer, building his brand, building his business, as an affiliate marketer as well, just making money on the internet, okay? Zach sends me an email a few months ago saying, hey, Sam, I'm in the Philippines. My name's Zach Crawford. You don't know me, but I know you. I know your story probably better than you know your story. You saved my life. I started plugging into the Everyday Saturday podcast. Well, you know what? Let me just read what he put on my Facebook page yesterday. How about that? How about that? I just read this to you. It's a couple of paragraphs. Stay with me, though. Remember, pay attention, you know? You listen to a stupid joke or somebody's stupid story from the weekend, but you won't listen to a paragraph of somebody's life that was changed, was 50 grand of debt, and now they're financially free, crushing it. Are you sure? Really? All right, here we go. Sam Crowley, it was a pleasure to finally meet the man who inspired me to transform my life and create my own Saturday. For anyone reading this, understand that you can be at the bottom of the barrel. You can have all odds facing against you, and if you make a decision, a what? A decision to change your life, you can. At the age of 19, I was hit by a drunk driver. It broke both my legs, and I had to go through months of physical therapy to even walk again. For years, I struggled with major depression, creditors chasing me for all the debt, and I felt I had exhausted all options, and I began a steady 4-year battle with lots of drugs and alcohol to cover up the pain. The only thing that saved my life was the Every Day is Saturday message. Sam's message is powerful, and if you buy into the thought it's possible for you, then you can achieve anything you desire. I know Sam's story probably better than he knows it himself. I listened to those audios thousands of times, and even throughout my journey to my Saturday, I still found myself always going back to Sam to keep me going. Sam, I consider you a friend, and I appreciate everything you do. Excited to be able to give back to the Every Day is Saturday community. Zach Crawford. Now, if you get one of those posts in your life, you're lucky. Okay? I've gotten a few. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying it's why I do what I do. It's why I stay in the space I stay in. It's why I drew that line in the sand when I finally left my job for good in 2007. I said, I ain't going back, man. I ain't going back because there's individuals out there that need to understand that it is possible. It is possible to make Every Day Saturday. It is possible to begin wherever you are right now. Right now. Zach talked about being in debt, right? Suicidal thoughts going through his mind. Addicted to drugs, to alcohol, and still found a way to get out from underneath all of that, teach himself. Some of you may be wondering, well, okay, you said he was making 50 grand a month. How'd he do that? That's a pretty big question, right? Zach and I are going to be hosting a hangout in May. You go to everydaysaturday.com/hangout. I do one once a week. Tomorrow, I'm doing one with my good buddy Christian Henneke, figuring out this whole eBay business that he's been on to. But getting back to Zach, we're going to have a hangout, and I'll drill him. I mean, like a hostage, man. Well, I'll interrogate this guy real good about what he's been doing and how he's been doing it. But you know what he did? He just said to hell with it. To hell with all the excuses, all the labels that people have been placing on me. Look, Zach's a tatted up dude, man. He's got tattoos up one arm, down the other arm, and I'm sure he gets judged a little bit on how he looks and all of that great stuff, you know? I love it. I just love the individuality. I just love the fact that Zach's able to do what he wants to do, moved to the Philippines and said, I'm going to build a business out here. I have no idea how, but I'm off from Indianapolis to the Philippines, and I'm going to make it happen. And we'll fill in the rest of the stories on the Google Hangout that we do. Just stay tuned. I'll announce it on the podcast, as well as if you're not a subscriber to everydaysaturday.com, this would probably be a pretty good time to head on over there and put in your email on the homepage so we can stay in touch and let you know when interviews like Zach and other individuals come available. But here's a funny story. You know, you've got that same ability to be the messenger or also the receiver of that message. You have the opportunity. See, we all have that's all we got is an opportunity. There's no guarantee. Everybody wants a safety net. I'm not going to quit my job because then don't quit your job, but don't bitch and moan that you've got no freedom. You've got no control and you're too much month left at the end of the money. J-O-B, jump out of bed, journey of the broke, just over broke. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody. Not me. Not your parents, not your kids, not your siblings, not your friends. Nobody wants to hear it. You know who wants to hear it? Other broke people want to hear you talk like that. Oh, they'll love it. You're how broke? Oh, great. Tell me more. Oh, my life isn't nearly that bad. Holy cow, what a great story. Listen, it's the opposite effect. They can't get enough of your bad story, man, because it makes them feel awesome that they never went for their dream. You know what? Have that conversation with Zach Crawford. See how that works out for you. Have that conversation with Sam Crowley. See how that works out for you. If we're on the phone, you'll be listening to a dial tone within 4 seconds. Not because I'm mean. I'll pray for you. You know, I'm sure other people say that. But aren't you getting tired of people praying for you, though? Seriously. Like the great Les Brown said, I want to do more for my mom, Mamie Brown. I want to do a lot more than just pray for her. You know? That's why I wanted to make $40 million is because I want to be able to say to my mom, I'll do more than just pray for you, mama. Hey, it's time you had people. They can always pray for you. Hey, send your prayers my way. I need them just as much as anybody. But I'm not going to take your pity for too much longer. All right? I'm going to make it happen. That's the same way you got to be. So Zach and I, it was funny. Zach was filming a video. He's always marketing, man. I showed up Montgomery Inn about 11:20 or so for our 11:30 lunch. And Montgomery Inn is awesome. If you've ever been to Cincinnati, it's right on the Ohio River. World famous for their ribs. Bob Hope, actually, the great Bob Hope, used to have Montgomery Inn ribs flown to his home in California. That's how much he liked the Montgomery Inn ribs. So if you walk in there, if you've ever been down there, there is just a who's who of sports and political and movie stars, photos all up and down. So head on. It's a great place to be. Anyway, we were meeting there for lunch. I walk up into the parking lot, and I see Zach's dad, Guy Crawford, filming Zach shooting a video. And I showed up, and I screamed from a distance, hey, quit looking like a tourist around here. He's like, Sam Growley. Get a big hug, man. We walked in, and we just caught up, man. I mean, it's amazing. He shared his story with me. Just same thing I just read to you about going through all those trials and tribulations, and now he's got a team in the Philippines that designs and builds websites and does internet marketing and affiliate marketing. And his goal is to build a six-figure monthly business this year in 2014. And it's amazing. I know it's just one of these people you look at and you hear him say, he's going to do it, which is so refreshing because a lot of people you speak to are like, I don't know. I mean, I got this challenge and that challenge. It never came, like Zach never talked about one challenge. I mean, here's a guy that was a few years ago, both legs were broken, hit by a drunk driver. It wasn't his fault. Went into debt. Wanted to take his own life, you know? Probably just because he thought that'd be an easy way to do it. Thank God he didn't. Now he coaches and mentors and helps other individuals and entrepreneurs with his own program. But, and also, kind of by the way, just to give a little bit of a teaser now, Zach and I are going to be coming out with a kind of a student teacher. You know, Zach being a student, Sam Crowley, he's a student, finds a teacher after all these years, and we're going to be putting together kind of an Everyday is Saturday product for you and anybody that wants to do the same thing that Zach has done. And it's going to be, if you know me, you know, it's going to be top quality, top notch. Look for that the end of May this year, May of 2014, right around end of May, June 1st. So it'll be our way of giving back even more to the internet marketing and the personal development community and the entrepreneurial community. But it's funny, I never heard him one time complain about anything. I'm thinking back to the conversation. We probably talked between Zach and his dad and me. I bet we talked 2 hours, and neither one of us had one complaint about anything, about life, about the weather, about business, nothing. And I get the impression neither one of us would be complaining if we were making 10% of the income we were making right now. You know, it's just that's not who we are. And I think that's a really common trait in entrepreneurs, not just entrepreneurs, anybody in business as well. Isn't it funny that a lot of the top employees, when I was in sales, a lot of the top employees I met that were doing it the right way, ethically doing the job right, because there's some that don't and they find shortcuts, but that always catches up to people as well. You get fired after a while. But when you're doing it the right way and you're a good employee and you're making the most money in the organization, especially in sales, aren't they the ones with the best attitudes? I mean, think about it. Aren't they the ones that nothing seems to faze them? They could, you know, you can't tell if they're 20 points up or 20 points down when you see them. And that's the same thing with Zach. We were talking yesterday because I wanted to get inside his head. I'm like, dude, how are you able to do $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 monthly? And it really breaks down to, you know, selling products, whether they're his own, whether he's selling them as an affiliate, he does personal coaching, group coaching. He just got it going on. Now, he works his ass off. I mean, he puts in, again, doesn't mind doing it. He's paying the price. I mean, he's working 16 to 18 hours a day, every day. And he's been doing that for the last, I don't know, 18 to 24 months, I think. And now the rewards are coming in. He couldn't stop the income coming in now if he tried. But he didn't know how to do any of this. Had no idea. Just like me, self-taught. Just like everybody else, I try to tell them. You know, in the mastermind group we had this week, as I talked about, I think I shared some of the insight. I said, guys, you got to get out there and learn. You know, YouTube, 1 hour in the morning. YouTube, 1 hour at lunch. YouTube, 1 hour in the afternoon. Not watching an English bulldog skateboarding down the driveway. I mean, he can. I don't think that's going to make you any money. It'll get you a lot of views watching those videos, and you'll be entertained. You'll laugh. That'll feel good for a while, right? You'll be the happy broke person watching English Bulldogs skateboard down the driveway with nothing in your bank account. Why don't you watch videos on things that you actually want to do? I mean, the landscape has changed so much in 2014. There really isn't any excuse to not be able to go for your very own Saturday. There's somebody out there has created content around the industry that you want to be in. Somebody out there has already blazed the trail for what it is you want to do. Now, they may not be handing it to you on a silver platter. I mean, geez, I hope, you know, I wouldn't put all my YouTube videos out there or start podcasting every single thing. I mean, you got to do some of the work, because especially it's your unique selling proposition. It's your USP. It's what your unique DNA is. This is what Zach Crawford did. He went to the Philippines and I got to get the hell out of the US. I'm going to go eliminate the distractions, go where I know I can hire some inexpensive help and start building a huge dynasty. And that's what he's done, you know, but he still had to learn it all on his own. He didn't hire a coach. He didn't, you know, pay $50,000 to, you know, have it done for him. He didn't have 50 grand. If he would have, he could have. You know, if you got 50 grand, you can hire a coach and say, hey, man, I need your coaching. I need you to do all this for me. Sure, no problem at all. Get it done. But you still got to bring, even after your coach leaves, they're not there forever. You got to take the training wheels off at some point in time. What are you going to do? If you're not self-taught, what are you going to do? If you don't take the time to learn and then earn, what are you going to do? You know, so many people, they're just sitting and rotting away in a cubicle, bitching and moaning, talking about how, what if they could, they would. Oh, if I could, I would. You know that, right? Well, if you could, you would what? Oh, you know. I mean, if I could, if I didn't have this job, I'd be doing, well, quit your job. Oh, yeah, no, I did. No. The missus wouldn't like that too much. Well, first of all, have you ever talked to the missus about it? Oh, yeah. Well, no, I just know. Well, maybe she's judging you based on all the other harebrained ideas that you went after. Look, I did. My wife would say, are you sure? I mean, yeah, you bought a Quiznos, you went bankrupt. Are you sure this thing, this public speaking thing, every day, Saturday, motivation, CDs, and moving us to Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, all the way through this? Are you sure that's, I mean, she has every right to question me, just like your spouse has every right to question you, you know? But you don't have the right to give up. That's not what it all means. It means you got to get serious now, man. You got to quit messing around. What? How many other 19-year-old billionaires do you have to see come on the planet before you start to think, well, there goes having a degree from college. I guess that doesn't necessarily dictate you're going to make $1 million. How many more first-generation millionaires, especially in the United States, do you have to see to have it proven to you that it can and will happen for you when you start to take your life seriously? Did you know over 70% of the millionaires here in the United States, they're first generation? That means they didn't get a trust fund. They weren't born with the silver spoon in their mouth, much to the chagrin of a lot of the naysayers and the haters out there that went, oh, look at him. Must be nice. Yeah, you're dumb. You're just dumb. I'm sorry. You're just dumb. You just don't get it. You've decided to completely tune out the fact that most millionaires of first generation mean they worked their ass off to get there, and they didn't sit around and watch the English Bulldogs skateboarding down the driveway or get caught up in forums and all this other crap and Facebook and, oh, geez, I can tell you. Yeah, sure. No, I can tell you what the score of every game was last night in the NBA. Oh, that's awesome. Can you tell me the score of your bank account? Duh. You know? Until you decide, like Zach said, let me read this again. Let me just read this one paragraph. I'm going to wrap up the podcast today. I'm fired up. Can you tell I'm fired up? Can you tell why this podcast had an impact on Zach and hundreds and thousands of people all around the world that are also going after their very own Saturday? Yeah, they're going to get there too. Do you want to be the one left behind? I didn't think so. Then get going. Here's the thing about decision, okay? Let me just see. For anyone reading this, understand that you can be at the bottom of the barrel. You can have all the odds facing against you, and if you make a decision to change your life, you can. Oh, that sounds like some like Tony Robbins thing. I mean, that doesn't sound real. I mean, I just don't think it's that easy. Well, why don't you try it? Or don't. Because, see, either way, you're making a decision. You've already made a decision you want to be average the rest of your life. True or true? Oh, no, 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 Sam. I'm not going to put up with that. You're insulted. No, I'm not. I'm just saying the way it is. Can we just keep it? Can we tell the truth? I mean, is it okay? Can we just tell the truth around here? I'm not here to, I don't even, I'm, to me, I'm talking to a microphone, knowing that you're listening to me with your earbuds on or in the car somehow, some way. I'm trying to get through to you. I'm trying to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. You want to hear this. Well, I understand. I mean, you don't have enough time. We already talked about that this week, right? Well, you don't have enough money. Zach, 50 grand in debt, two broken legs, hit by a drunk driver. Okay. You see, I'm going to know how many more of these stories you need to hear before you say, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to make a decision. Decide that you are going to do it. Can you just say that? I'm going to make a decision. Actually, don't even say I'm going to make. I have made. And then it's done. It's done. You've made a decision. Now what are you going to do? Well, now you got to go tell everybody about it so you can't back out of it and have somebody that'll hold you accountable. Let me tell you, man, life's going to go by like that. Like that. Everybody's going to be looking at, oh, you changed. Oh, exactly. I was asking them yesterday, man, how many people do you still have in your life that you, well, hardly any because, you know, a lot of the people I used to know are like, boy, you're not. He goes, yeah, I'm not the Zach Crawford that left a couple of years ago. I'm new, man. I am reborn. He's reborn. I mean, seriously, the old average you must die so the new you, the everyday is Saturday you can live, man. I have no friends from 10 years ago, and it's awesome. I used to get 100 Christmas cards at Christmas time in 2004. I might get three now. You know, three. My wife gets a lot. I don't get any. Why? Because I don't have any friends left. Why? Because I'm not average. Why? Because I cut that part of my life out. Why? Because I wanted to make every day Saturday. Why? Because I wanted to be a dad. Why? Because I want to be financially free. Why? Because I want to have control of my life. That's why I made a decision. And you need to as well. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.